Now, 2 weeks after the communal comments by the now suspended BJP spokesperson Nupur Sharma on the Prophet Muhammad, violence continues to be reported across the states of Uttar Pradesh, Ranchi and West Bengal. 237 arrests have been made after Friday violence and 13 police cases have been registered in UP. In Bengal, Section 144 has been imposed, the internet suspended and the police have had to fire tear gas shells to maintain calm. The people have to suffer for the BJP sins, asks the West Bengal Chief Minister.
The controversy over remarks against Prophet Muhammad by an ex-BJP spokesperson refuses to die down. Protesters clashed with cops for the second straight day in West Bengal's Howrah. The Bengal police issued this appeal on social media saying internet had been suspended in Howrah till Monday morning and gatherings prohibited. 414 kilometers away in Jharkhand's capital Ranchi, there is heavy police presence after Friday's clashes at a prominent intersection that left 2 dead and several injured. According to doctors, 22 people were injured, including 12 policemen. Gatherings have been prohibited across most parts of the city.
हम फिलहाल रांची के मेन रोड इलाके में हैं. ये वही इलाका है जहां पर कल सबसे ज्यादा हिंसा की वारदात हुई थी. यहीं से प्रोसेशन निकाला गया था. यहां पर आप देखेंगे यहां पर पुलिस थाना भी है और लोगों का कहना है कि प्रशासन तो मुस्तैद था और ये जो गलियां हैं इन गलियों से काफी बड़ी संख्या में लोग आए थे और उन्होंने निकल कर जो है काफी जमकर पथराव किया. क्या आप प्रिपेयर्ड थे?
यस ऑफ कोर्स हम प्रिपेयर्ड थे. इसीलिए जो बहुत भी घटना घट सकती थी उसको हमने संभाला. ड्रोन कैमरे से मॉनिटरिंग की जा रही थी. देयर आर सम स्टेप्स वी ऑल टेकन ताकि हम लोग एक बहुत विभत्स परिस्थिति को संभाल पाए. अदरवाइज संभव नहीं था आज हम यहाँ खड़े हो पाते.
In Uttar Pradesh, multiple cities saw tension and violence on Friday. Things are now back to normal, but amid heavy security cover. In a statement, the UP police said over 200 people had been arrested across UP so far. In Prayagraj, there were hours of clashes, stone pelting and tear gas in two localities. The police claimed the mastermind was a local named Javed Khan, who has now been arrested. He was accused of allegedly orchestrating unrest in the city during the protests against the citizenship law. The police claimed Khan's daughter, who studied in Delhi, was also involved.
और भी सारे मास्टरमाइंड हो सकते हैं, लेकिन अधिकांश लोग बात नहीं माने और नाबालिग बच्चों को आगे करके कुछ खुराफाती अराजक तत्वों ने पुलिस और प्रशासन पे पथराव किया है.
880 kilometers away in West UP's Saharanpur, 50 people have been arrested after yesterday's violence. The police claim the protests were not spontaneous but pre-planned.
जिस प्रकार से भीड़ निकल के आई है after Friday नमाज, तो निश्चित ही लगता है कि कुछ लोगों ने इसमें प्लानिंग करी थी, जिनको हम लोगों ने identify भी किया है.
It must be remembered and emphasized though that in many sensitive areas in UP and elsewhere, the Friday prayers passed off peacefully without any incident of violence. Now, what exactly went wrong in Prayagraj and Ranchi? That's a question that needs swift answers from the authorities. With Harivansh Sharma, Ashok Kumar, Nitin Gupta and Alok Pandey, I'm Akshay Dongde for NDTV.
All right, so 2 weeks after those comments, the violence still simmering. Is the suspension enough for Nupur Sharma? Joining us on the show, Dr. Shashi Panja, Cabinet Minister, Government of West Bengal, National Spokesperson of the TMC. We have Mr. Chandra Bose, former Vice President of the BJP West Bengal, a social political activist and commentator, convener of the Open Platform for Netaji. Dr. Syed Asad Abbas, political analyst who supports the Congress. The Aam Aadmi Party also has Priyanka Kakkar, spokesperson of the AAP, joining us. And we have Angamitra Paul, an MLA of the BJP in West Bengal, joining us. Dr. Paul, to you first. We have the internet suspended. We have Section 144 imposed in Howrah. 2 dead, 22 injured in Ranchi. Homes demolished in UP. 200 people arrested. A second consecutive day of violence. What is it going to take for the centre to respond? Does more action need to be taken apart from a mere suspension? Dr. Paul.
Is it you? Are you asking me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, this is Agnimitra here.
Go but ahead, see, ma'am.
The violence started on the 8th, to be specific. And even today, the violence continued. It still continues. And in the first day, we saw for 11 hours, people were stranded in the national highway. There were patients, there were women, there were children without water, without food, and West Bengal police were silent spectators.
Ma'am, the West Bengal chief minister says the BJP sins and the public has to pay the price. As you're saying, women, children stuck out on the roads because of all of this unrest.
See, I feel Honorable Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee is instigating. Instead of telling the police and the administration to take strong steps, we have been seeing the police and the administration very, very silent spectators.
Hmm.
In front of them, we see hundreds and thousands of people burning down public property. BJP, our offices have been burned down. But police haven't been taking any action. That's very, very strange. BJP has taken action on the two person, on the spokesperson, whoever, who has said, you know, whatever she has said, I'm not getting into that.
Hmm.
But my question to Honorable Chief Minister is that when another TMC leader had insulted our Lord Mahadev a few years back, what did she do to her? There were FIRs against her. What did she do to her?
Ma'am, let's talk about what's happening currently, because we can continue to keep going back in history. But let's get in Dr. Shashi Panja, the Cabinet Minister of the Government of West Bengal, National Spokesperson of the TMC. Your response, sir.
Ma'am, it's so unfortunate to get such a reply because they have no reply to give. I mean, she conveniently avoided the part of the question which you asked, whether this suspension or the expulsion, which we know is a sham. It's not the only thing. BJP has expelled or suspended its spokespersons. So what? India's head hangs in shame. There's worldwide discontent, this global condemnation, and this is all they had to do. Why they couldn't have arrested these spokespersons? So they have not actually done what should be done and what the nation expects of them.
Okay.
On top of that, what they are doing in West Bengal is spreading a fake and a false narrative. And that's most unfortunate. The West Bengal chief minister has imposed Section 144 CRPC. As you have mentioned, internet is suspended. As I can also add to it, more than 70 people have been arrested. As again, I will add, there have been some changes in the police commissionerate. The police commissioner has changed. Also, the SP rural Howrah district has changed. So the point is, when you have a Section 144, what is BJP doing there and trying to, you know, say we want to go into the area? They don't understand one Section 144. And who are they to ask for the army to come in? Have they called out the army in Kanpur, Saharanpur, Prayagraj and all these places? We have seen the police brutalities. Those videos are out.
The question, as you have again reminded our panelists, is a suspension enough or does more need to be done? So let me ask that to Dr. Chandrakumar Bose, because Ma'am Paul did not answer that question. In UP, you have the chief minister saying that officials are given liberty, clear instructions, they can take stringent action against anti-social elements. But a mere suspension for Nupur Sharma, today, just about an hour ago, the chief minister has tweeted that action should be taken on miscreants, that it becomes an example for all the elements having anti-social thinking, that no one can ever think of disturbing the atmosphere. Should we not be seeing the same against those spokespersons of the BJP who made these comments in the first place, but we're just seeing a mere rap on the knuckles for Nupur Sharma?
Good evening, everybody. First of all, my appeal to all leaders of political parties, the people of our great nation, that of utmost importance right now is to maintain communal harmony.
So do
politics
we not need
wait.
That appeal to come from the highest members of the government?
Certainly it should come from...
Why
all
has it not come? It's been 2 weeks
both
since
state and central.
These comments were made. It has been like 4 days of violence that we're seeing in 3 states across the country.
But you see, the violence also must be contained. We cannot expect the kind of violence that we see today in West Bengal and other states. This cannot continue. We cannot let people ransack. And today, you innocent people who are not involved even in politics, are getting affected. So that must be taken control. Yes, I agree.
We are in agreement because in UP we are seeing homes being demolished without the owners being found guilty by law. They are yet accused. It is still unclear whether they are guilty or accused. I want to bring in the Aam Aadmi Party's Priyanka Kakkar.
Let me finish.
All right, sir, go ahead.
We must, first of all, spokespersons of all political parties must exercise restraint. You see, there is freedom of speech, but the freedom of speech should be limited to the prerogative that you have. You cannot talk or address or comment on religious
sentiments. Yes, but now that those comments have been done, what needs to be done to send out the right message? Priyanka Kakkar, as Shashi Panja has already pointed out, these comments have led to anger in India and abroad. We've seen huge repercussions, West Asian countries demanding a public apology, Indian envoys have been summoned, been calls of boycotts, all sorts of things. India, of course, says that these are views of a fringe element. Nupur Sharma is not fringe. She's a former Delhi University Student Union president. She was given a BJP party ticket to contest against the Aam Aadmi Party's Arvind Kejriwal in 2015. Still no response from the AAP on this matter?
Sarah, good evening to everyone. First, we absolutely condemn any kind of violence. There is no doubt about it.
You condemn the comments?
Absolutely. Any kind of violence is what I said, Sarah. It is after this unprecedented international humiliation, it is pretty unfortunate to hear the BJP MLA still go taking us back to something that was said few years ago and not addressing the issue. You know, I was reading today that NSA has been imposed on several protesters today, and such a stringent provision against the protesters, and there is no action against Nupur Sharma till date. We can't look at this incident in isolation. This has been ongoing in India for so long that the US State Department came out with a report on April 25th,
yes,
marking India as a red category when it comes to practice of religion.
Correct. You're absolutely right, Ms. Kakkar. But what has the Aam Aadmi Party come out to speak on this matter? Today we have the West Bengal Chief Minister writing to opposition leaders, requesting them to come for a meeting to prepare a joint strategy for the upcoming presidential polls. Now, if you don't show any unity even on matters like this, how do you expect the opposition to come together?
Sarah, I think everyone is united except the BJP on this issue. Everyone is seeing that this Nupur Sharma, in fact, she was not a fringe element. She's a cringe element, you know, so to speak. And there's no condemnation. There's absolute silence.
Sure.
It should come from the top. The condemnation should come from the top. There is no call for peace. There is no call for harmony. You know, our constitution
allows
us to practice any kind of religion. If that is
Dr. Syed Asad Abbas, you are a political analyst who supports the Congress. So how do you feel about the fact that neither is the Congress speaking up on this matter?
I truly think, Saraji, that every party here in India must come together in a voice of unison. The fact of the matter that it took, you know, the words of the Indian Muslims fell on deaf ears. It had to take a Kuwait, Oman, Arab, Saudi Arabia and Iran to summon the envoys of India's ambassadors and come through. The fact of the matter, Indian voices, Muslim voices, aren't heard by the BJP. Let me expose the duplicity and hypocrisy of the Bharatiya Janata Party. When they say there is PFI behind many of these riots which are taking place, respected sirs and madam and our dearest Honorable Home Minister Sri Amit Shah Ji, 8 years in power. Time and again, your spokesperson come on channels, parrot the lines.
Mr. Abbas, my question to you is different. My question to you is the Congress willing to be part of an opposition if it requires that it has to pay second fiddle to the TMC? The only, Mamata Banerjee is the one who has spoken up the most. She's saying that the BJP sins and the public has to pay for it. Where has the comments like this or the equivalent comments of such strength come out from the Congress? Is the Congress willing to pay second fiddle and accept that Mamata Banerjee is the only opposition leader who can take on the BJP?
Saraji, undoubtedly, let me tell you that TMC, what Mamata Banerjee could do is fantastic. And certainly, I do agree with you. Be it a Congress party playing a second fiddle or not, I think we need to take Mr. P. Chidambaram's line. When it comes to doing the right thing as a united opposition, that is the way to go. As a matter of fact, for the functioning of a democracy, it is very important that the opposition comes together. Irrespective of being a second fiddle or not, I truly believe the Congress party, along with the Mamata Banerjee and other opposition leaders, must and should come through, because we know hate begets hate. And the fact of the matter with Nupur Sharma is we see BJP leaders lauding her, calling her Bharat ki beti. Don't you think this is being complicit of the crimes that she's committing? It is because of those blasphemous statements over the last 14 days, no action being taken, but a mere FIR or a suspension is not enough. There must have been investigation by now, and this person must have been put behind bars.
All right. Thank you all for joining us. It's already been 2 days of consecutive protests. Let's see if things change on the ground and whether there'll be a message from the top. But thank you all for joining us on Left, Right and Centre. I want to quickly go across to the other big breaking story of the day. The Nagaland police has named 30 Army Special Force soldiers, including a major, in a charge sheet over a botched ambush last year that killed 14 civilians. The police has filed the charge sheet based on a probe conducted by their special investigating team. The SIT alleges that the soldiers did not follow standard operating procedures or SOPs or rules of engagement. The SIT's investigation indicates that the 21 Para-Special Forces soldiers did not follow SOPs during this ambush that killed 14 civilians who were returning home in a pickup truck at night. A soldier then died in a subsequent attack by villagers who surrounded the Jawans in anger after the incident on the 4th of December 2021. So we're asking tonight on Left, Right and Centre, the blotched Nagaland ambush, 30 soldiers named, has this reignited the debate over ASPA? Joining us now is Tokheho Yepthomi, Lok Sabha MP, from Nagaland, the Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, the NDPP. We have Lieutenant Colonel J.S. Sodhi, retired Lieutenant Colonel J.S. Sodhi, former company commander in the Northeast, defense and strategic affairs analyst, and Mano Vangnau. She's an editor with the Hornbill TV, who is actually from the Mon district. She's been reporting extensively on this issue in Mon. But Mr. Yepthomi, to you first. The Nagaland government says now the centre, they've asked the centre for permission to act against these soldiers named in the charge sheet. The state police have also written a letter to the defence ministry asking for sanction for action to be taken. What is the government doing on the ground to put political pressure, considering that you're, an ally? I mean, you're really a part of the government at the centre. Do you expect that the centre will respond?
Yes, we have been waiting for the final report of the SIT, and the SIT has submitted today. And the Army Commander-in-Chief of Eastern, Lieutenant General R.P. Singh, has also said that the Army has also completed the investigation. And he said that the people who are involved in the killing will be taken action as per the law of the land.
So therefore, do we have the outcome of the Army's investigation? Is that been made public? Has that been made public?
A SIT report has been made public today,
No, the Army's
and
investigation.
And the Army report has not made it public, and we are waiting for them to make it public.
So are you satisfied with this charge sheet, or do you expect it to go further? Do you expect to see somebody held accountable, or does the charge sheet satisfy you?
Charge sheet, I think, as far as I'm concerned, it is very clear, because you see all 13 of them were not killed at the same time. Only at 4 past 20 on 4th of December 2021, 6 of them were killed in a Bolero pickup. And their dead body was kept there for almost 5 hours. And the villagers reached the spot at 9.
Hmm.
And then there was some argument. So then at 10 p.m., led by one major, the 21 special para-forces opened fire upon
your government. In the state, there is no opposition. You are part of the central government. Will you be putting pressure on the central government? Because the ball now really is in the court of the central government. Now that the findings of this report have been submitted.
Yeah, definitely we will put pressure
All right.
on the central government. All right. And action should be taken as per the law of the land.
All right. Ms. Wang now, if you can come in, then you have been seeing the temperature, the feelings on the ground of the people of Mon. Even today we heard relatives of those who were killed in this ambush. They are saying they want, is this justice? Do you believe that on the ground the people will be satisfied with the charge sheet being filed?
We have had our spy issues in the past, and we have never really had any, you know, prosecution. There's never been a sanction, you know, for any prosecution.
Yes.
So we have no record of any army or any defense, you know, actually standing on at a dock, you know, for such incidences in the past. However, the one thing I see different this time, we've gotten the coverage that we want. The victims were able to speak out, you know, without any hindrances. I think NDTV is one channel who has actually given us a lot of coverage for this. And it's extremely important that, you know, people all in parts of India and like Northeast has a voice.
Have a voice, yes.
And this time there has been a public, you know, outcry. And the government had to also work under pressure. And in fact, the government, the state government has really pushed for, you know, the laws to be passed. And there's a
all
lot
right.
of pressure on the center. And the charge
right.
sheet
so you
has
feel this is unprecedented, even coming this far is unprecedented enough. Lieutenant Colonel J.S. Odi, now that they have been charge sheeted, do you think this, as we say, this has been unprecedented, but do you think this is the moment perhaps to build trust, or would it be naive to ask or expect that the army should give the prosecution sanction to take this further?
Jahan Sara, it's my honor to be on your news channel. Well, firstly, this incident was very, you know, wrong to happen. And my heartfelt condolences to all the families who suffered in this entire incident. Having said that, I would like to tell you that the army has got its own very strong internal mechanisms. The army is one organization, I can vouch, having served there for 21 years, that the justice in army is very swift, very fast. So the fact that these people have done wrong, there's no doubt on that. But we should also see from another angle that these are the paratroopers who are from the special forces. They are the creme de la creme of the Indian Army. Not everyone can wear the maroon beret which they wear. They are the toughest in the Indian Army. The fact remains that when this incident happened, there was a very confirmed intelligence because of which they set up the ambush and this entire thing happened. So, at two ambush points, this Bolero was told to stop. It didn't stop. And finally,
it was a failure of intelligence. All right. I can see Ms. Wang Mo disagreeing. Unfortunately, ma'am, I'm completely out of time. Both the panelists are disagreeing. But I do want to just say this. The SIT has said it's not reflective of the army overall. But the army's investigation is still underway. We're not sure if we're ever going to see the outcome of that. And can there be justice or closure until one is actually held accountable? The big question, of course, is will the army allow this to be tried in a civil court? Because that is what the people on the ground are asking for. That remains to be seen. But thank you so much for your time, for joining us on Left, Right and Center tonight. Bye-bye.